Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
Party.
Welcome along to the podcast.
This is our podcast.
Party. Well, actually, you're in singing form, and you didn't do it on the show today, but you may as well now. You're on the search for Gaviscon or My Lanta or something like that.
Do your Gaviscon bit. Go on, do that funny bit that never ever made it to air, and this is the reason why.
Because it was terrible.
Yeah, do it.
I was talking about the fact that there's no liquid Gaviscon anywhere. Like, honestly, if you see some, can you give me the heads up? Because I've been to all the chemists that I can think of.
Mate, listen, this is the podcast. Nobody listens, so don't bother trying to scam stuff for free on the podcast.
But then I was like, talking about it, I was like going, oh, where is all the Gaviscon?
I'm glad we didn't do that.
I mean, imagine everybody who was listening at that moment would have gone, righto, what the hell is the ABC doing? That's how boring that shit is.
I'm going to bring it back and talk about it tomorrow.
No, we're not doing that tomorrow.
I don't think it's necessary.
Why would we do that tomorrow?
Because I thought it was clever.
Well, might have thought it was clever, but the other two here thought, what's that shit?
We weren't in favour of that whole thing at all.
Discrimination.
Discrimination against Gaviscon or against you?
Yeah, against my creative integrity.
You've got to have some creative integrity first to take it away.
Discrimination.
This is why I need Gaviscon, because you guys stress me out.
Oh, we're giving you heartburn.
You are giving me heartburn.
Mate, let me tell you, you've been giving me heartburn for 2 freaking years, so get used to it, sister. This is what it's like. Hey, coming up in the podcast today, I don't know what Tony's actually put in there. But what did we do today that was half decent?
We did a lot of stuff. I mean, you shared a very personal story, Jade.
Yeah, that was a ripper.
Lulu getting bullied. Yeah, that was
a very personal story there.
Experience. A lot of parents, and people who themselves might be.
Do you reckon that has become so much more prevalent now that we almost, lots of people turn a blind eye, you reckon, to bullying? Because you hear a lot of people saying, there's a lot of bullying going on, but nobody seems to be bloody doing anything about it.
Well, didn't you say too that after we had a talk about it, that someone said, you're not allowed to approach kids?
Yeah, this is the system that they have in place right now, that you cannot approach another person's child to tell them off because of child protection issues and all the rest. So if you see a child that's misbehaving, just going out, you can't go up to them and say, hey, listen here, pull your head in. Right. They can report you.
That's crazy.
Because with that kid, it wasn't abuse.
No.
I'd have said to her, it's not nice to treat other people like that and move out of the way, so we're talking about the slide.
It's illegal to approach somebody else's child, but pedophiles are getting away with it every single day, where they can grab a child, stick them in a white van, and it's okay. They don't get, there's no prosecution for them
when
there.
They get prosecuted, they've only got 6 months in jail. Yeah, that's right.
And then we let the jail system sort the pedos out.
Well, it just goes to show that the justice system isn't working. And
it's bullshit.
So what do you do when somebody is then picking on your child? Say nothing.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
Well, that's why a lot of these bullies and these kids grow up and it never gets reprimanded. They move through their life and then they pass it on to their kids.
Well, you know what
and
you can do? You just teach your children to whack them in the head. Just teach your children, if somebody's having a crack, whack them one.
Well, I can't teach Lily that. She's really strong. She would have knocked that kid out. We've been getting to know you for the past 4 weeks since you started here at Wave.
That is right.
Question, have you ever been a smoker?
I have not, no. I've never...
Never tried it?
Never had any desire. It was just one of those things. And I was never in the gang that ever did it either.
The cool group. Well, in high school, I was in the gang. We were the cool group.
Oh, the cool group, okay.
Because we used to go smoke.
Oh,
but I was just more of a social smoker, so never full-on took up the habit.
Okay.
And look, now I couldn't afford it. I can't believe cigarettes are over 50 bucks.
Yeah. It's about 50 bucks a pack. I mean, you really, it's a luxury item now. It really is.
it's up there with a Chanel handbag, a packet of cigarettes. Well, I actually know somebody, she spends $500 a week on cigarettes.
A week?
Which is huge.
$500 a week?
And she goes, I know it's ridiculous, but I'm just addicted.
That's 25 grand a year.
I know, that's like rent or
after
a mortgage.
After 10 years, that's a house. Yeah. And a good house.
Yes, it is.
But I think it goes to show the level of addiction. And the government are trying to work up ways to stop people from smoking. They've made them ridiculously expensive. I don't know if that's working. They put those horrible pictures on it to show what can happen to you if you
smoke.
They're
awful. Those
but still 15% of the population smoke. So, what can we do?
So what are they doing now then?
Well, they want to make some cigarettes, you have to get a script. to get them. So you have to go to the doctors and get a prescription, which is kind of weird in itself. Go to the doctor and say, hey, your job is to save lives, but could I get a script to buy some cigarettes?
Oh, mate, can you give me a scribe?
Give me a what?
I want a script, mate.
Oh, script, mate. Can you give me a script?
Give me 30 packs of Winnie Blues. That'll sort out my habit. No dramas. As long as I've got a script, I'm okay.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
I've been on my own long drive across the Illawarra. Oh. I've been on a hunt for the last couple of weeks, and I've gone everywhere. I'm talking Kiama, Shell Harbour, Warilla, Warrawong, Bulambi, Corrimal.
What are you looking for?
I've still come up empty-handed. I'm trying to find liquid Gaviscon.
Liquid Gaviscon?
Yeah, so Gaviscon's like an antacid.
What for? Is this for your irritable bowel syndrome?
No, this is not. It's all my other issue that I have at the moment, which is pregnancy. Because I get really bad reflux with pregnancy. A lot of women do, and it gets worse as things go on.
Oh.
And honestly, what got me through last time was Gaviscon, and you can buy it in massive bottles, and it's liquid, so you just have a swig whenever you need it. Instantaneous relief.
Are you able to put it into a hat and have a straw coming out of it?
two bottles. Honestly, that's not a bad idea. If I can get my hands on any. Like, there is no Gaviscon, liquid Gaviscon, across the whole of the Illawarra.
So this is COVID, to God. Yeah?
I've been to Blooms in Kiama. I've been to Chemist Warehouse in Shell Harbour. I've been every chemist, and no one has it.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I happen to have a bottle at home.
Oh,
really? Are you for real?
No, I'm for reals.
How much do you want?
Well, look. Right now at the chemist warehouse, you can get it for
$12.99 for a 600ml bottle. $12.99, 600ml bottle.
But see, that's an illusion because I went there to buy it, and then they actually Chemist Warehouse don't have it. Then I tried to buy it online and get click and collect, not available. Yeah. Honestly, and they said it's due to COVID.
No. I'm not saying, you know, don't worry about that. We're talking about an old bottle here at the Leith household.
Oh, right. How much?
But at the moment, a Chemist Warehouse, $12.99 is the recommended retail price. Okay. Daniel, what are you prepared to sell it for?
Look, I mean, when toilet paper was in shortage, people were selling a roll for up to $100 a roll. So I'm kind of thinking in this $100 category as well. How bad is your irritable bowel syndrome?
Mate, I am getting bad reflux. Wow. But just remember, too, that I'm a pregnant chick as well.
Oh.
And I will eat you alive if I have to.
Give it to her, otherwise you'll be dead within a day.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey. Now with Damien Leith. Oh, hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
I need some advice on something, okay? Been lying awake thinking about it, and I'm just not sure if I did the right thing. If you think, as a parent, I did the right thing here, okay? Because I'm just...
All right,
I'm all ears.
I'm all ears.
We went out to dinner the other night. It was one of those places that has a playground.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just chatting with the staff, having a look at the menu, having a chat with them about it, and just said to Milko, my husband, I'll take the girls out to the playground, they can have a little bit of a play.
Yeah.
So he took them out, and he was sitting down doing some emails, and they were in the playground playing, and I could see them through the window, so I'm having a look. And Lulu's in there, and there were three girls with her, and I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, playing together.
She's made some friends. Oh, hang on a minute. I don't think they're playing together. And they had her, you know, the playgrounds are surrounded with the metal bars.
Yeah.
They had Lulu surrounded her, and she was kind of up in the corner against the metal bars.
Oh. Oh, no.
And so I don't think she realised, but it was like they were cornering her like a little pack.
Yeah. All right, okay.
And wouldn't let her go out. And then I said to my husband, can you just go in there? Just keep an eye on Lulu because I feel like that's not playing.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
And so he went and stood in there and then Lulu moved around and said hello to him and then went to another area and then the girls followed. And my husband's watching thinking, oh, they're just playing together, all good.
Yeah.
And then I went into the playground. They kind of had their arms up in that and they were stopping her from getting into the playground area. And then one of the girls was poking a tongue out at her and I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I could tell that they were all picking on her.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, what is going on? And I had that, you know, when your heart's in your throat.
Yeah, you're seeing something going on here and you're...
I'm like, they're all picking on her. She's poking a tongue out at her. They're teasing her. They're not letting her get up into the playground area. So I thought, I'm going to go over. And so I went over there and I thought, I'll just diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
So I had the menu with me and I'm like, oh, Lulu, what do you want to get for dinner? Thinking that the kids will just disperse, they'll move on, go do whatever they're doing. They kind of just stood there, and I'm talking to Lila, what do you want for dinner? She picked what she wanted, and then I said, okay, sweet, how about you go on the slide? Just go around the other way, go down the slide. We'll have a little slide before, and then we'll go get something to eat. And so she went around to go on the slide, and one of the little girls blocked her from going on the slide.
Oh, what? No.
And I was just, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and I got really...
Straight up bullying.
I'd never experienced or seen any bullying involving my child, and particularly, I think I'm super sensitive with Lulu too, because she has Down syndrome and special needs. Really aware of her socialising and how she fits
exactly,
in.
Yeah.
And so I went over to the little girl and I just said, oh, look, it's not nice to be mean to other people. Can you move aside, please, so my daughter can go up on the slide?
You said something to her.
I deliberated. Yeah. I deliberated for a while, and internally I was feeling really angry and upset.
No, you're right.
But I'm like, you are just a child, and I just wanted to say, look, it's not nice to treat other people like that, because she was obviously stopping her from going on, like stopping a kid from going on the playground who's just there to have fun.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing. And she knew exactly what she was doing.
Well, she moved aside, and then Lulu went up on the slide, and then I went back to my husband, and we're looking at the menu, and that little girl was playing for a little bit too. I saw her go on the slide. I kind of kept my eye on her just to make sure that she wasn't stopping Lulu from doing anything else.
Yeah.
And then thought all was good. A couple of minutes later, her mum comes over to me, we're carrying her in her arms. What did you say to my daughter?
Oh, come on.
I was like, what do you mean? My daughter came over to me crying. What did you say to her? Well, do you want me to tell you what happened? Well, here's what happened, and basically gave her that retelling of the story. That's what happened. And then she started abusing me and getting stuck into me.
Oh, wow, that's
saying, you have no right to speak to my daughter like that. And my response was, you need to teach your daughter how to treat other people and how to respect other people. And I said, it's not nice. I said, look, that's my daughter over there. She's 7 years old. She has special needs. She's got basic communication. All she wants to do is come to the park and play with people and go down the slide.
Yeah.
Like all the other kids here. Yeah. Yeah. And I said, and your daughter was there stopping her from going down the slide, poking her tongue out at her and making fun of her. I said, what do you expect me to do? And I said, she was bullying her. She goes, well, you're the bully. You're 40 years old. You're the bully. And she called me a bully, and then I just turned around, and then I just said, I didn't bully anyone, but, you know, you need to teach your daughter how to treat other people. The lady ended up walking off, and we had, come on, girls, let's go inside, let's go have our dinner. Yeah. But I was really riled up, even me talking about now, I can see it
on your face. Good on you for standing your ground.
Was I out of line to say something to child? Because I felt like that my response could have been a lot more forceful and a lot harsher, but I really kept myself in check. On the inside, you know, you're angry and then your heart's breaking because it's your child, and you're just watching your child like blatantly get picked on for no reason. Except, well, in Lulu's case, she just looks a bit different. And it was that first experience of me really seeing that bullying in action. And when it's your own kid, you're just like... No. It's heartbreaking.
Well, you're driven by emotions as well. I mean, because a lot of people say, hey, don't confront the child, confront the parents. This is what they all say nowadays. Don't ever, one parent can't go up to someone else's child. This is what they all say. You go to the parent.
And that reaction from the parent, well, blew me away.
That experience just must have been absolutely devastating.
Well, she's one of those people, like, she just wants to be friends with everyone. She's not, doesn't want to be mean to other kids. She didn't even understand that they were being mean to her, because it's not in her psyche. But no, I understood it, and it just breaks your heart, because you're a parent, you can see a kid getting
bullied
for no reason, and you're just so helpless. And a lot of parents, I think, are in the same boat with any type of children. But I just want to know that I did the right thing, I suppose, because it's going to happen again. And I just want to be
stop
prepared.
Crying, because she's like my daughter as well. She's like my little girl, and
it's unfortunately it's in our bloody society, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dave from Dapto, what do you reckon about this?
Jade, I'm all with you. I've had the same situation myself with my son. He's autistic.
Yeah.
And he was at the park and he was getting teased by a couple of little girls, like to the point where he was actually crying. Yeah. And I just sort of said words to the girl that was the older of the two, and she's gone running over to Daddy. And Daddy come running over to me. What did you say to my daughter? I said, well, mate, I think you should teach your... daughter some social etiquette, you know?
Yeah, good on you.
And he had a go at me, and to the point where he wanted to smash my head in until I stood up and confronted him back.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have to come to that point, Dave. I think that's the thing that's really clear here. It shouldn't have to come to that point where parents get aggressive with one another if we teach them the right things when they're young. Those kids should never have done that to Lulu, and that's the biggest point of it all. They shouldn't have trapped her like that.
three girls against one, yeah, you know, and just treat everybody with kindness, for God's sake.
It was a good opportunity for them to learn about people who are different, and that's what her mother could have taught her. Instead, her mother said, justified her behaviour, and if you come and cry to me...
Mum will fix everything. Yeah. That's not what happens when you get older in life.
I mean, you got to worry as well. Why? How come these kids don't know this as
well?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
What are they being taught? Amanda from Morilla, what do you reckon about this?
A couple of things. One, Jade, my heart was breaking for you then. It really was. You absolutely did the right thing. And if that had been my child, not Lulu, the other one, and you'd have told me what she'd done, she would have been reprimanded for that. Mm. Treating people, regardless of whether they're special needs or not, like that, is not acceptable.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right, Jamie. And back in the day, if I did something wrong and one of the neighbourhood parents saw me, my ass would have been kicked and they would have taken me to my mum and dad to be disciplined again. It's ridiculous.
Well, Amanda, you're 100% right, because that is how it was. Nowadays, there seems to be this, it's obviously not everywhere, but there's definitely this line where people are defending their kids to the limit, even if their kids are misbehaving and blatantly misbehaving.
Yeah.
I mean, in the case of this one, the child was bullying.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, and should have been reprimanded.
And you know what? Look, I know that you get really emotional. We all get emotional about our kids because we love them to death. We do anything for our children.
That's right.
And you know what? And I don't want to highlight it because you get emotional about it. But there's an extraordinary mummy vlog that Jade's been doing. She's been doing it every single week. And you address this, and again, you got emotional in it, but it's on our socials. Have a look at Jade's mum vlog. Yes, she's having a fourth child. She's 40. She talks about it all the time.
It's chaos.
Check it out on our socials. And it's maybe a good thing to have a bit of a chat to your kids about as well.
Yeah, and look, Amanda, thank you very much for calling too. I appreciate your input.
That's okay.
Good
that's
on you, Amanda.
Okay. Thanks
to Wollongong Master. Jade and Strainey, now with Damien Lee. Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, when you look at me, all right? Look at me right now. Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
When you look at me, what comes to mind? What do you think of?
Oh, God.
Oh,
I know what you're thinking.
He's a nice boy.
He's
a nice boy. I mean, ordinarily people would say Chris Hemsworth. I know that, but that's okay. That's people's normal reaction. When I look at myself in the mirror, I think, this guy, he's hip. All right. This guy, he's getting on in age. But I tell you what, when it comes to the kids, I'm hip. I'm relevant. No, you're laughing. You're looking with a glazed over look in your eyes as much as say, that's not what I think.
That's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh, you look like a nice boy. Probably could do with a little bit more product in your hair. But, you know, maybe a bit more colour on your cheeks. But, hey, you're nice enough.
How are you trying to keep yourself hip?
If you feel like you're hip, then that's good.
Well, I think I am hip because I sat in the car yesterday.
Yeah.
The boys were chatting to me in the back. Kiki was there as well. We were waiting on Eileen. She was in doing some shopping. And the boys happened to be talking about some situation involving beef between two locations.
Ah, yes.
All right. And I turned around and said, what? There's been an argument. And Jagger turned around and says, what? You know what beef means? And I thought, wait, come on, Jack. Jeez, you know, in my generation, we invented that term.
Yeah.
All right? It's been around a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
But he seemed flabbergasted by the fact that I would even know what a term like that is. So I said, all right, wait a minute. What do you think I am? All right, give me some other terms. He hit me with some other terms. Popinaganda. Do you know what that is?
Popinaganda, I'll have a look.
I didn't know this.
You didn't
know
that?
But I bluffed it.
You didn't know it.
Well, it must be an Aussie term, isn't it? Popinaganda.
Yeah. So you bluffed it. You said, oh, yeah, that's having a look.
Well, no, I said, no, you mean propaganda.
Wow. Okay.
No. But then I worked my way around to it.
Okay,
I got to it.
Okay.
And then it says, oh, well, if you know that, you know what geese is. I said, oh, yeah, having a geese. Yeah, having a geese. Oh, I'm having a geese.
You still didn't give it a definition. You just kept going, having a geese.
Having a geese, Governor. Having a geese. They said, hey, what does it mean if someone asks for your snap? You know what that is?
Yeah, like a Snapchat.
Well, you're quite hip. You're quite hip. This was the clincher. They turned around to me in the car and they said, Dad, you're the sweat. Do you know what that means?
Like you're the bomb?
Yes. Now, I didn't know this.
Oh,
I didn't know this at all.
Oh, man.
All right?
Did you start smelling your armpits?
I did. I had never heard this term, you're the sweat. Did you know this, Trini?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
Where have you been?
Oh, wait.
Look, too busy looking at yourself in the mirror saying how hip you are. That's where you've been.
I turn around. Well, no, but wait a minute. Not everyone knows these terms. Later on, just before bedtime, I turned around to Eileen and I said, look at your husband. He's the sweat. And she said, well, go have a shower, for God's sake.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee. Hello. Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.